CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 24th of July 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. New Ofcom website portal, Turkish amateur radio status, prepare for IOTA next weekend. Ofcom have informed us that their new online licensing portal is expected to go live for their own staff usage on Sunday the 24th of July, with public access expected to follow on Wednesday the 27th or Thursday the 28th. The new system will enable the management of personal information and amateur radio licenses, including club licenses, in a more effective way. Visit http://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-2472 for further information. There have been conflicting reports over the state of amateur radio licenses in Turkey. Early reports indicated that the airwaves had gone silent after Turkish president had revoked 3,213 amateur licenses, along with those of more than 20 TV and radio broadcasters. Then it was reported that restrictions against radio and TV operations had not yet affected the nation's amateur licensees. Tevik, TA1HZ, reported to us in an email on the 21st that as of then there was no curfew imposed on amateur radio in Turkey. The country is now under extraordinary circumstances law, but the Communications Authority has not released any announcement about amateur radio restrictions. The flagship RSGBHF event of the month is the IOTA contest, which takes place for 24 hours over the weekend of the 30th and 31st of July. Everyone who lives anywhere in the British Isles lives on an island, so everyone will be in demand that weekend. Exchange a signal report, serial number, and your IOTA reference. Mainland Britain is EU005, mainland Ireland is EU115, while smaller islands have different references. A full list of islands can be found at www.rsgbiota.org, and details of the contest itself are at www.rsgbcc.org/hf/iotahelp.shtml. For those interested in finding out which islands are going to be activated by the expeditions, visit the NG3K's website, www.ng3k.com/misc/iota-figures2016.html, which will put you in the picture. The RSGB's 2016 convention takes place on October the 7th to the 9th at Kent Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. This year, delegates can learn more about Aurora with Paul Whiting, G4YQC. Not only is the Aurora a magnificent sight in a strange propagation mode, it's also a major RF radiator. Paul will talk about what this phenomenon is, its causes, and how to look and listen out for it. More on the convention website, www.rsgb.org/convention. The keynote lectures and presentations from Friedrichshafen Ham Radio 2016 are available from the Documentary Archive Radio Communications. Go to www.dokufunk.org and click on the lecture room icon. The AMSAT UK International Space Colloquium at the Holiday in Guildford will hear presentations from Peter DB20S and Archim DH2VA on the new geostationary amateur radio satellite transponders due to launch in 2017. The two transponders will provide CW, SSB and digital amateur TV communication between five continents. The event on the weekend of the 30th and 31st of July is open to all. Thanks to volunteers from the BATC, the presentations will also be streamed live. Further information, http://amsat-uk.org. The new radio club has been formed in Poland, located in one of the schools of Rzeszów, and it has all been made possible by a number of radio amateurs from nearby clubs. The call club is SQ8POP, which is held by Piotr SP8MRD, so keep your ears open for the call. The school looks forward to working you. The August RADCOM contains details of new propagation prediction tool from the RSGB Propagation Study Committee. The first stage can be seen working at rsgb.org/ITURHFPROP, and the PSC is keen to develop it further. Unfortunately, the initial developer can no longer devote any more time to the project. Consequently, the RSGB PSC is looking for an experienced programmer with Python skills, plus a good working knowledge of Linux or Linux and web servers to develop the next phase of the online HF propagation prediction software on a voluntary basis. If you can help, please contact Gwyn, G4FKH, via email g4fkh@sky.com. The first meteor scatter QSO from OE to Jota, the youngster on the air station in Austria, has been made and confirmed. RSGB VHF manager John, G4SWX, made the contact on the 16th of July at 12:17 UTC on 144.360 MHz. The youngsters from other countries in IAIU Region 1, as well as one team from the US, will be on their way home by the time this news broadcast is sent out, and we look forward to hearing more about it, about their week later. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Finningley ARS annual rally will be held today, the 24th of July, at the Hearst Communications Centre, Belton Road, Santoft in Doncaster, DN85SX. There'll be talk-in at station and doors open 10:30, with admittance £3. The venue is all on one level, car parking free, large indoor and outdoor traders area with major traders, special interest groups and the RSGB bookstall. There'll be a flea market. Hot food and drinks will be available all day. Details from Kevin, G3AAF, 07831 614 640. The Horncastle Summer Rally takes place on the 31st of July at Horncastle Youth Centre, Horncastle. That's Lincolnshire, LN96DZ. The venue is all one level. Doors open 10:30, admission £1.50. There'll be refreshments available, including hot bacon butties. Details from Tony Nightingale, G3ZPU, 01507 527835. If you have any rally or information that you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, RADCOM, or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, a group of operators will put DR0F on the air from the island of Neuwerk, EU127, from the 28th of July to the 1st of August, which includes the IOTA contest, QSL via the Bureau to DM4DL. A large group of operators will be active from Yijiangshan Island, which is IOTA AS141, from the 26th of July to the 1st of August. They'll be signing B5 stroke home call and plan to operate SSB, CW and Digi modes with two stations on the 6 to 80 meter bands, QSL home calls. The group will participate in the IOTA contest as B5C, QSL, BA4TB. The Chilean de-expedition team will be active as XR1T from Santa Maria Island, SA069, from the 28th of July to the 1st of August, IOTA contest included. They'll operate CWSSB and digital on all bands, QSL CE3OP, Director Bureau using OQRS. Janes S53V will be on there as 98CV from Kirk Island, that's KRK Island, IOTA EU136 from the 24th of July to the 3rd of August. This includes an entry in the RSGB IOTA contest, QSL via operator's instruction. Take JG8NQJ is on the air as JG8NQJ/JD1 from Marcus Island for a couple of months there to service the weather station. Activities in his spare time, 2015 10 and 6 metres using CW and RITI, QSL to JA8CJY direct. Now for special event news, GB2SW will be on the air for Skiffy Worlds, the World Rowing Championships, Between the 24th and 30th of July, they'll be operating from Delamont Country Park, Downpatrick Road, Killyleagh, County Down, BT39TZ. The station will be on there using multiple modes and bands operated by a number of amateurs from across the UK. Wearside Electronics, an amateur radio society, will be operating from the Lifeguard Station, Marine Walk, Roker in Sunderland today, the 24th of July, for the Sunderland International Air Show. Operation will be HF, VHF and UHF, using the call sign GB4SAS, and everyone's welcome. South Essex ARS will operate GB2BOX for airfields on the air on the 31st of July from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. from RAF Boxted Airfield, Museum, Langham Lane, Langham in Essex, CO45NW. Special event stations are poised to mark the visit of Pope Francis to Poland. He'll be in Poland from the 27th to the 31st of July. Special event call signs include HF0F in Krakow, as well as HF31 WYD, HF2 SDM and HF7 SDM. Contest news: on Tuesday, the SHF UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2230 UTC using all modes on all bands, 2.3 gigs and up. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday, the 50 MHz UK activity contest takes place from 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Sunday the 31st, the UK microwave contest runs from 0600 to 1800. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend is the Big IOTA contest, running from 1200 UTC on the 30th to 1200 UTC on the 31st. It's CW and SSB only on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and IOTA reference. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. There was plenty of solar action this week. The solar flux index climbed to 108 on Thursday, thanks to a slew of sunspots. Also, we had incoming plasma from a coronal mass ejection that sent the K-index up to 5 for 9 hours in the early hours of Wednesday the 20th. There have also been some M and C-class solar flares to keep us on our toes. Unfortunately, due to the time of year, the increased solar flux didn't really create enhanced HF propagation, with maximum usable frequencies still languishing round about the 15 megs mark. There has, however, been widespread sporadic E over the UK, which has helped short-skip contacts even on 40 metres at a time when the F layer critical frequency was only around 5 MHz. NOAA is predicting that the solar flux index will decline from around 90 at the start of the week to 70 by the end. This is presuming that new sunspots don't appear. Geomagnetic conditions will remain slightly unsettled with a K-index of 2 or 3. Our tip for best propagation this week is to wait until mid to late evening. By this time, the harsh summer D-layer absorption will be declining, leaving the 20-metre and possibly 17-metre bands open to DX. Now for VHF and up propagation, it's looking like a week of high pressure nearby in the south, but it will be fairly weak and likely to weaken further after midweek. Any tropo is more likely earlier in the week, especially down to the south, across Biscay towards Spain and Portugal, and on towards the Canaries. The north is likely to be under the influence of low pressure, with showery weather likely to bring some rain scatter on the gigahertz bands, and probably in the south later in the week as the high declines. Sporadic E is still prevalent well into August, so plenty of time to check out activity on 10, 6, 4 and 2 metres for those fleeting QSOs with stations in Europe and beyond. However, sporadic E does fare better when there are active jet streams over Europe, and next week is not quite so well blessed, with most of the activity being over Britain and Scandinavia, perhaps a bit too close for maximum benefit. Moon declination goes positive again on Sunday, so lengthening moon windows added to perigee and lowest path loss on Wednesday means a good week for EME. The 28th and 29th of July brings the Delta Aquarids meteor shower, which lacks a sharp peak and favours the southern hemisphere and tropical latitudes in the north. Look for some meteor rate enhancements on an hour or two before dawn. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me also. Until next week.